USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump visiting two communities shaken by mass shootings within hours of each other over last weekend. Yesterday, after meeting with people in Dayton and El Paso, the president told reporters,
"The enthusiasm, the love, the respect, and also the telling me, let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it, and Democrats want to do it."
The president spending several hours in both cities meeting with the wounded, hospital staffers, and first responders. Meanwhile, Amnesty International has issued a travel warning telling people around the world to exercise extreme caution when visiting the U.S. because of rampant gun violence. ICE says it's the biggest roundup in a decade as 680 illegal immigrants have been detained after a half dozen raids at work sites in Mississippi. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is urging swift action after what he calls a chilling report on ISIS. The Defense Department releasing the report a few days ago saying that ISIS cells are resurging in Syria. The South Carolina senator tweeting that the White House needs to address that threat immediately and it must not repeat the mistakes of the Obama administration when it comes to radical Islam. The NFL preseason kicking into high gear tonight. There are 11 games on the schedule. The notable matchups include the defending champ Patriots visiting the Lions. The Jets are facing the crosstown Giants, and the Texans will visit Green Bay. Unreleased photos of the car crash that killed legendary movie star James Dean going up for auction today. The unpublished photos used in a court case and are expected to fetch at least $20,000. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
Fitness brands SoulCycle and Equinox trying to distance themselves from Stephen Ross, the chair of a company that owns both of them. That's because of a planned re-election fundraiser that Ross is holding for President Trump tomorrow. The news of the fundraiser drawing calls for a boycott of those brands, including by celebrity customers from Chrissy Teigen to Billy Eichner, the two companies issuing a joint statement saying they in no way endorse the fundraiser, calling Ross a passive investor who's not involved in the management of either of those brands. The parent company of Sears announcing it's closing 25 more Sears and Kmart locations by October. Transform Company issuing a statement saying that 20 Sears and 5 Kmarts face a number of challenges, are facing a number of challenges, trying to return to profitability in a weak retail environment. Sears is still trying to emerge from bankruptcy by transforming itself into a smaller boutique style chain. The company says liquidation sales will begin on or about August 15th. It says Sears Auto Centers at the locations would close by the end of this month. And free agent Colin Kaepernick says he still wants an opportunity to play NFL football. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.